All right, I got it recording here. We are recording. And let me get soundbite up.
Bonk. Now watch this be way too loud. Oh, it's going to happen. Oh, my ears. I'm scared.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy.
Oh, see? That's good. Right?
Yeah. No, it's fine. It wasn't too loud at all.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
You know what I was thinking about, Doug?
What's that?
I was thinking, why don't we have more top tens? Like top 10 lists. There's nothing that audiences love more than a top 10 list.
It's true. I mean, I guess we could work on those.
I mean, like top 10 superheroes, top 10 movies, top 10 vehicles used in movies.
My one problem with top 10 movies is that it's too broad. Like, it's like when someone asks you, what's your favorite movie? It's like, well, crap, I have a lot of favorite movies.
Well, I can break it down.
Really? Number one all-time favorite movie, go.
I can't choose one movie. It has to be like a series.
Exactly. See? That's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying.
No. But I'm sure that you could. I'm sure that we could come up with something.
I mean, if you went top 10 science fiction movies, bam, okay? Top 10 horror movies, bam. You know, like that.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? It might work out like that, too. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should break it down and just, you know, every once in a while do a top 10 category. We could do top 10, maybe top 5 horror because I'm not a huge horror fan.
But. Oh, see, I could do top 10 because I watch a ton of I love horror movies.
Yeah.
They're my favorites.
They are?
Because they're so, I love like the ones from like the 80s and the 90s. Those are my favorite because they are so bad.
That they're good. I love the ones from the 80s because of the fact that, because of the fact that they aren't real and they can't be real. And I can deal with that. I can't deal with this new, like,
super gory,
like, kind of like a, what do they call it? Horror porn? That's what they call it now. Like, oh, torture porn. That's what they call it. Yeah. You know, the kind of movies where, you know, like the Saw movies and all that stuff. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, I saw the first Saw movie, and it wasn't too bad, but I was pretty much over it after the first one. And, like, I recently got the new Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet because, like, the reason I didn't see it in theaters, even though, like, a lot of my friends went and saw it, and they said it was really good and creepy, it's just, the amount of gore in that just seems, like, just a little too much for me.
But you love horrors.
I do love some horrors. Oh, we're talking about horrors or horror movies?
We're still talking about movies.
Oh,
we're still on that subject. Well, I don't know how you got. Well, they are. Well, a lot of horrors are in horror movies. Horror
movies. That's true. I mean, Paris Hilton was in. What is it called? House of Wax. Yes,
that movie was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing is that you have like the 80s and the 90s, just some great scary movies. I mean,
do you know what the
Child's Play, you know, the Chucky movies?
You know, they're coming out. I just watched a trailer for the new one.
Oh,
did you see it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know. And I haven't seen the trailer.
It's going direct DVD, though.
It's
not going to theater.
Whatever. I don't care. I'll buy it anyways. And I have all of them. Like Jason, Freddy Krueger. Krueger. That's right.
Krueger.
Like those movies are great, but then you get into like the 2000s, and that's when you start getting like
things fell off.
Like Scream. Like, not a big Scream fan.
See, I liked it just for the comedy aspect. The first one surprised me a lot, and I really liked the first one.
Yeah, and then like Urban Legends, and just some of those really bad like early 2000s.
Yeah,
and now we're on the like complete opposite where it's like now you've got like movies like in the revamps of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and like I said, Evil Dead.
Okay, listen, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre has been remade at least 8 times in the 2000s.
No, yeah,
at least.
But now they're making them like super gory, like too much just like too much, and then
like over the top. And
yeah, there was, oh man, there was another movie that came out recently. I was just like, I'm not gonna see that. That's too, it's just too much. It's
I
like
didn't
the Saw
think that
movies,
you would
you know?
Have, I don't think you would have a governor on yourself for that kind of stuff. I thought maybe you'd just go, you know, kind of balls to the wall with it.
What do you mean?
Like with the gore and everything. I didn't think you'd have an issue with it.
I don't know. There's, in like action movies and like some movies, it doesn't bother me, but like when it gets to like people being tortured and like,
I can't,
you know,
do it.
That's where I'm just like, I can't do that. I can't do
and
that.
And that's the weird
but an
thing.
An action movie where someone just gets like blown to pieces, awesome. You
so
know?
That's the thing that's weird is that Jason can, he can handle like stuff being like torture stuff in movies. I can't do it. Like when we watch a Tarantino film together, you know, there's like an eye being gouged out and they actually show it. Like I have to turn away. I can't watch it. I cannot watch it. And Jason is like all in.
No, it, you know, that Tarantino movies, like, again, that doesn't bother me because like that's, I don't know. I guess it's his movie style where it's just kind of that too over the top. You know, like Kill Bill where she gets the eye gouged out and stuff. That doesn't bother me. In fact, when we saw Kill Bill in theaters, the first one, I laughed hysterically during the crazy 88 scene.
I can't do it, man. I just cannot. I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I'm looking at it and all I do is imagine it happening in real life and it freaks me out and I just can't, like, I just, okay, listen to this, how bad this is, okay? I just watched the comedy movie, Burt Wonderstone.
Right.
And there's a scene where Jim Carrey cuts his cheek open and digs inside his skin to pull out a card, a magic card. And I had to turn away because it was too disgusting.
See, that wouldn't have bothered me.
It just bothers me.
Yeah, but it's when someone is like flaying someone else and it's just, the whole point is just to be scary.
Yeah.
Like one of the greatest scary movies that I've seen in the past few years was The Strangers. You want to talk about a scary movie? Like, that's how they need to be done. It's just this, you know, these people, you know, like it's Liv Tyler or whatever, like in a house, and then all of a sudden the power's cut, and there's people just walking around the house with masks
girl,
on.
Get out of that house.
Yeah, and exactly. And, like, you know, there's the shot where she's, like, in the kitchen on the phone, or the phone line's cut or whatever, and, like, it's behind her. You just see someone walk in the room and just kind of, like, turn his head. You know, he's, like, looking at her, kind of does it, like, a little head cock thing, you know, just, like, looking. And then just turns around and walks out the door.
Why don't people do that?
And like, then slams the door. So it's like she didn't see him, but she fucking knew he was there when she left. Or when he left. Like that.
I just don't get it. Like, okay, listen. I think it's just built into white people. I was at work the other day. It just happened to me. And me and a couple other guys that I got there were standing on the dock. And we heard some noises coming out from one of the trucks, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I go, what is that? And they're all like, I don't know. And we instinctively just start walking towards it. The noise. We're just like, well, let's just go check this out. And, you know, I just was like, this is straight up why white people die in movies. It's so dumb. I don't know why we did it. And like we walk and it's like some raccoon or something.
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
Yep. So, anyways, the point being, I could easily fill a list of 10 movies. 10, like, scary.
We'll have to do
flicks.
It. We'll have to get the horror stuff. We'll have to line it up. So, I mean, we're already obviously well into summer. So maybe next week we'll do, like, top 10 favorite summer movies or something like that.
Yeah.
Summer bump. Yeah.
I don't know. I could talk. I have words. I don't know how I would. I don't know, like, summer blockbusters. I think that's kind of broad still, too. But, I mean.
Listen, man, we're just going to do it, and you're going to have to find a way to get through it, okay? I'm not going to be able to hold your hand here.
All right. You just want to do five apiece? That means, like, top 10. But
yeah, we'll
like
do five
each.
Apiece. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, let's head on over and check out some news for the week. We're going to bring you some of the top stories, the tip at the top of the story bound of mounds. Let's just get into it.
All right.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
So Disney is starting to have a track record with movies that they spend over $200 million on. And First was, of course, which I actually really enjoyed. Do you remember, what's it called? Help me out.
John Carter.
Yes, John Carter. I enjoyed that movie, but it bombed at the box office, and we can add a second movie to the roster of bombs from Disney in the summertime, and that would be The Lone Ranger.
Yep.
Usually we talk about money and films in its own segment, but this deserves its own story. Yeah. They're talking that The Lone Ranger is going to lose 150 million bones.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That sucks.
Now, anybody would say that making $48.7 million domestically over a five-day holiday weekend, they'd be like, oh, that's pretty good numbers. We'll be okay with that, you know? Any kind of regularly budgeted movie would say that that's a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one, because it cost $225 million to make. And they didn't even hire a, like, guy who... Armie Hammer is not, like, a big-name star. So why did this cost so much money?
Johnny Depp, Gore Verbinski, Jerry Bruckheimer. I think I just named three reasons.
Each one was a $50 million paycheck.
Yeah. Jeez. Seriously, I think Johnny Depp got $20 million for doing this movie.
It was something really ridiculous. Crazy. It's sad because of the fact that... And you know what? They use practical... stunts and practical effects. So you would think that that would bring down the cost significantly. But no.
No.
It did not. And you could tell things were going really poor with the direction of the marketing, because I felt like we saw the previews to this movie like 2 years before it started coming out. I think it got delayed so many times. I said that to one of my friends. We were watching it, and we saw a trailer to it, and we're like, we've been watching this same damn trailer for the last year and a half. Like, where is this movie?
Yeah. I mean, it was delayed a long time ago. I mean, I think the same back in 2011 when they were wanting to get started on it, I guess. They stopped it because it was over $250 million, and apparently they were able to trim the fat, per se, and get it down to $215 million instead. So this movie was supposed to be slated to come out like last year, and then they had to like figure out how the hell they were going to get it out without spending $250 million.
Yeah, well, they did. So, I guess they trimmed it down to $215 million, but.
And I'm sure they probably went over that still, because that's how
movies are. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you don't know the exact numbers, but it definitely was a runaway bomb. God. No one's stopping this train.
Oh, wah, wah, wah. No, but seriously, it apparently really sucked.
Yeah, I didn't go see it, and it'll be a rental for me.
Yeah, I don't think I'll even spend money on it. If it's on Netflix, that's fine, because I'm already spending the money on Netflix. So if it shows up there, I'll check it out. Otherwise, you know, Plex, any other sort of way that it may come into my... But I'm not going to go to, like,
Redbox and spend a dollar. I am not going to even spend a dollar on you. You're not worth it.
That's right.
So in other news, we have a little bit of... I don't know how I feel about this. It kind of angers me as well as intrigues me. So they are changing the origin of Shredder for the new Ninja Turtles movie reboot. How do you feel about that?
Hate it.
Ooh.
Yep. No, this is retarded. This is something that doesn't need to be messed with, and they're messing with it. First... Oh, they're aliens. Like, so everyone was mad about it, you know? And they're like, oh, they're not aliens. We're kidding. And then I was like, okay. All right. You're not aliens.
We're bringing it back in.
I've seen some really good CG. But now that you're changing, like, okay, also April O'Neil not being a redhead kind of irks me a little bit. But now to add that Shredder is no longer Japanese, what the hell?
I'm kind of okay with this. And I'll explain why. They are in America anyways, correct? They're in New York City.
Right.
This is where they hail. This is where they protect. Mm-hmm. I don't see it as a problem moving Shredder over to be an American, and because of the fact that I think that how else
except
do they get over
he's
there?
He's supposed to be like this samurai, like I don't know, kung fu master or some crap. I don't remember exactly. He does say samurai because of his getup, but
his character, the character is being played by Danny Woodburn.
That would be not Shredder. That's Splinter.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one, and people will know that.
Shredder William is eventually being played by someone that you guys have
Shredder,
had.
William Finchner.
Yes, who you, I think was on. I think when you guys did a Who Dat one time.
We did a Who Dat in the beginning of the shows, and we featured him.
Yeah, if you don't know who he was in Black Hawk Down, Armageddon, Contact, The Dark Knight. You would remember him at the very beginning when the bank is robbed. He's the one that tries to stand up with his like shotgun.
And he
and then
did
gets annihilated.
Prison Break. He's well known for Prison Break. So
he was also in the Lone Ranger.
He's the enemy in the Lone Ranger. So
yeah, he's in everything. He's also going to be in Elysium, and he's in everything. So you've probably seen him.
Yes,
but I like him. I like him as an actor. I think that he'll play a great bad guy. But there's just, I mean, it's the whole lore of the Ninja Turtles, and they've been around since like 1983.
The reason why I don't have a problem with it is because Shredder is mostly covered up in his face anyways, so.
But it's not about what he looks like per se. It's just the whole backstory of why does Splinter know all these moves?
Listen,
and why is he, you know, like how are they, I mean, I guess they could, oh, he's a kung fu master because maybe he's a karate teacher.
Here's the thing.
Just,
you know, they changed the entire origin story of Superman in the Man of Steel. Well, not the entire thing, but they messed with small parts of it. And they also, I mean, so if they mess with a couple small things on the Ninja Turtles, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
This is not a small thing. This is not a small thing. This is very huge.
I don't know, man.
This is how they become ninjas. Like, it's a part of their backstory.
Why can't Splinter still be a ninja and teaches them ninjutsu?
Because it's his whole, like, revenge to get back at freaking Shredder. Like, it's part of the story. Like,
Splinter
like saying,
doesn't want to get revenge.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Splinter
yes,
is like
did.
A Zen master, and he's just like, we need to protect people from Splinter. He didn't go out and be like, all right, I'm training these guys so they can go whoop Shredder's ass when they get older.
Oh, see, that's where you're mistaken. That old man knew what he was up to. No. See, a small change to the Ninja Turtles is making Megan Fox April O'Neil. That's a small change. Oh, okay, she's not a redhead.
No, that's a big change.
A small change is making Whoopi Goldberg the editor at the news station or whatever, not the editor. What do you want to call her?
This is a tiny change. This is a small one.
Ridiculous. This is like hiring Johnny Depp to play a Native American.
Like, I promise you that you're going to be, I think you're going to be pleasantly supplied.
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 You're going to be pleasantly supplied by
surprise. I think that we're all going to be surprised by, I think, I'm going to call it right now, on episode 34, you're going to, when this movie comes out in 1 year, in the summer of 2014, you will come back to this show and we will reference it. And I'm going to predict right now that we walk out of the movie theater with our minds blown and we're going to be like, that was awesome.
I don't see it happening.
I do.
This is seriously like saying, Superman doesn't have to be from Krypton. Why can't he just be from New York?
They changed. Listen, man, they changed a big part of his backstory about Kryptonite. Kryptonite does not affect him. They don't even use the word kryptonite in the movie.
It's because we haven't gotten there yet. Where
it
no
doesn't
one has
matter.
Any kryptonite.
Yes, they did. They said in an interview, and they said they didn't want to address kryptonite. They also said that they wanted to change it to the fact of that kryptonite's his only Achilles heel. And they retold it as to why he has his powers and why they said something about it was it's crazy because they're just like, oh, because the gravitation and the and everything moves slower, and you know that's the reason why he has his powers, and that's the reason why he doesn't have powers when he's on the ship, because it's not, it doesn't have Earth's atmosphere, has nothing to do, and so he became human on his own home planet's ship, because and that's how his weakness was. So that's how they explain kryptonite. That's a huge change.
We'll see kryptonite come back.
I mean, we probably will, because how else are you going to tell the what else is going to happen? I'm sure that Lex Luthor is going to find a way to you know, oh look, we can manipulate his home world's atmosphere in this crystal.
And well, yeah, kryptonite. I mean, that's probably what it'll be, something similar. It's like, oh, he was affected by things that came from his home world. Okay, well, guess what? I've got a piece of rock here. And when
it gets close to him, it doesn't make him sick. It just makes him normal.
Yeah.
So I'm
Which
sure
in
that
a way
that's,
is making him sick. I mean,
right, exactly. But I mean, it's still kind of a cool change that that they did. And I'm sure that this is along that line. I'm going to hold judgment until I fully see kind of what the storyline entails. And then I am too.
Like, I'm still going to go see it, but like, I still have the right to be.
I hate this movie.
Horribly upset about
it
some
changes everything. I will not go see it, but I will go see it.
I'm not saying I'm not going to go see it, because of course it's the Ninja Turtles. Of course I'm going to see it. I'm just they're doing a lot of things that I just don't know why are they doing it. Like
I know.
I mean they've backtracked on the aliens. Thank God. I'm not happy about April O'Neil not being a redhead.
like you need to get over that.
No, this is like a huge deal. This is a very big part of my life. Just kidding. But seriously.
but for real.
No, but for real. I wouldn't love redheads the way that I do if it wasn't for April O'Neil. Or Jean Grey.
I would not love redheaded real women if it wasn't for cartoon women.
Yeah, man, if it wasn't for those cartoon women, I don't know what I would. Or Batgirl.
Have you ever seen The Grapes of Wrath?
Who hasn't gone to high school and not watched this movie?
Or read the book.
Well, I mean, everyone's read the book. I mean, I think that's how it went in like most high schools. It's like, hey, we're gonna read a couple of chapters out of this ridiculously huge book, and then we're going to watch the movie.
We're just going to read like a couple words, and then then here we go.
Yeah, because I don't feel like spending 8 weeks reading a book with you kids because you're all retarded. So we're just going to watch a 4-hour movie instead.
Anyway, Steven Spielberg is going to produce a Grapes of Wrath remake. Can you believe that? Do you think that a remake of a movie of this magnitude and this popularity with the school system, and it's like mandatory reading and mandatory watching at this point. Do you think we need a remake of something like that?
I don't. No, I mean, you know, they say it's in the top 25 of AFI's list of like best films of all time, and so that's where it is a little dated. I can see where generations younger than I, you know, probably wouldn't be too interested in watching it. I know that I had a hard time like really getting into it at school, you know, like 10 years ago. So I can only imagine that as time goes on, this may be something harder and harder for people to watch, just because it's just. I don't want to say slow, but you know, movies have just changed. And even though they could tell the same story and tell it the same way, it's not the same way, the same time, just the way that movies are made. I don't think that it needs to be a movie. Then in this article, they go on to say that like Robert Redford had also tried to acquire the rights to turn it into a TV miniseries. I think that if like HBO was to, I say HBO because they dump a lot of money into their miniseries. I think that we could get a really good 4-part miniseries out of it that'd be way better than a movie.
I think you'd be right on that.
And so that's where I think it should go, because at that point, you know, you're not being like, hey, we're competing with this, but here is another adaptation of it.
They're still going to do a movie. They make more money off the movie, especially with a name like Grapes of Wrath. I mean, it's just kind of like, they could just... I guess he couldn't really.
They said the same thing about The Great Gatsby, but the last one didn't, you know, the one that just came out, like,
it was critically acclaimed, but nobody went to go see it. Well, yeah, they did. They kind of did. Hold on. Now I want to go look it up. Hold on.
I'm sure that it made money, but.
You didn't like it?
I never went and saw it, but I mean, people
then you can't talk about it.
People, I, you know, I know people that went and saw it, and that's why I didn't go see it, because they were like, it was not good.
Really?
It was not that good. Yeah. One reason I didn't really want to see it is because
it made $142 million.
142?
Yeah.
How much did it cost to make?
105.
So they made their money back.
Plus some.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're totally kidding. Now I just killed the entire, like, all right, so moving on.
I literally do not know one person that actually liked that movie. Like, I mean, I'm sure, again, it did well because it had that really, you know, the trailers made it look amazing.
Oh, the trailer. I wanted to just go see it based on the trailers.
Exactly, me too. But then again, it was word of mouth after that. And after that, it was just don't bother.
Yeah.
You know, like, wait until it's on Netflix. Wait till it's on Plex, you know, whatever. Just don't waste the money on it because it's not that good. Also, I'm not a huge fan of the director. Wasn't a big fan of Moulin Rouge. And
Shimmy Shimmy Cocoa Pops Shulops.
And what was the other one? Was it Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, and Juliet. Which of course had your favorite star in it as well.
Claire Danes?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. What happened to her? The dude from Lost.
What happened to Claire Danes? She fell off.
She's on Homeland. Come on.
Haven't watched Homeland.
Oh, apparently it's really good. I don't know anything about it.
Then how you can't just say come on. You never watched.
I'm just saying,
it.
Like, where she at? Well, she's on one of the biggest TV shows right now.
Yeah. Meh.
So.
Meh.
Meh. What are you gonna do?
So Stanley makes some comments, and it kind of confirms that Black Panther is in development at Marvel Studios. Have you ever been a fan of Black Panther?
I don't think I've ever read a Black Panther comic.
I remember Black Panther from the Black Panther movement in the 1980s, which is, from what I hear, is the inspiration behind the character. He goes around...
In the 80s?
What?
In the 80s?
I don't know, 70s?
It's like late 60s.
The Black Panther, he goes around and he hunts down white people.
No way. That's no.
What?
What?
That are racist and takes them down. So that's what I heard. that's what Wikipedia has.
No, that's definitely correct. yeah, the Black Panther movement was in the 60s and 70s. So
yeah.
I literally know nothing about this character, except that he comes. This is terrible. Like, I don't. This is one of those things where it's like, is this offensive? I don't know if this is offensive or not. Like, to me, I'd be like, wow, this seems really offensive. That he's the leader of a fictional African nation, Wakanda. Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yeah. Like, I feel that they introduced him in the mid 60s, so right about the time of the Black Panther movement, as like this, you know,
their attempt
to reach out to the African American, you know,
community
readers, which I understand, but it's just like,
because it was Marvel's first attempt to at a major black superhero.
Yeah, but you know, he apparently is super popular, at least popular enough for them to warrant.
And what's
making
really
about it.
Funny is that it's pretty much Batman without a utility belt.
Is that? I mean, that's what he looks like in the picture in the article.
I mean, it's kind of funny. What's really funny is maybe Marvel is the biggest. The biggest, like, kind of racist people ever, because they're like, let's make a black superhero and then cover everything but his eyes. Isn't that messed up? They're just like, let's cover them all up.
Maybe, but at the same time, like, let's take one of the world's most popular, like,
cats.
Idea, like,
people love Black Panthers.
No, I mean, yeah, let's, yes, exactly. No. Superheroes, Batman, so let's make him almost exactly the same. You know, he's a leader. This one, he's a leader of a country, so we'll even go farther. So he's probably got the money and the means, and then, you know, let's make him black. Like, that. I don't know if that doesn't make them racist. I think that makes them, like, really forward-thinking. Like, one day there's going to be a black man in charge of a country.
You know what?
And he's going to be Batman.
I'm thinking, you know what? This is like a... This is... I'm thinking that Spawn got his character design from this. I'm looking at pictures right now, and I'm just like, it's totally Spawn.
Really?
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Look at go Google image that. Go Google image Black Panther comic, and it's insane how close it looks like this Spawn character with a little bit of Batman thrown in.
I think it looks like Batman. I mean, I can see where you would get Spawn, but I mean, just some of them, he just looks like Batman.
Some look like he's Spawn.
I guess it depends on the artist. Yeah. So again, obviously there's enough of a fan base for them to warrant spending a money on to make a movie.
Well, they're taking all the B level and C level and even some D level and making movies out of them, making them popular, you know?
My worry is that they're going to kill this kid, not kill the character literally, but the Daredevil movie was terrible. Elektra was terrible. Fantastic Four movies were, the first one was okay. The second one was just bad. I just don't want them to do that to this character. I don't know. I feel that he could suffer from a bad movie, but a great movie, you know, they may see a huge boost in sales in his comics and stuff, 'cause people will be interested in the character.
I think that whatever Marvel is putting out, they're going to sell. I think it's just going to sell. So
we'll see. If he's in the Avengers, then we'll.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they introduce him. Hey, we got to go to Africa.
All right. So Jurassic Park 4 is being directed by Colin Trevorrow. I got it right.
Yeah.
This is just a little tidbit that I'd throw in there. They're saying that they want to honor the original, and that's the main goal of making this new movie. So I think it really lines up with what we said in the past and what that what the other story came out as the plot line. I really think they're going to reopen the park and kind of follow the same timeline. And I think that we're going to see a lot of similarities between this and the first one. It's not going to be a reboot, but I definitely think it's going to pay a lot of homage.
I think so too, and I hope so. Like, I don't want a reboot, but I want them to go back to the park.
Me too. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I want
it to be like the park has been open for a couple of years.
Yeah, and you know what else? I want them to find pieces of the old park that have been ripped apart. You know, like they escape, and on their escape route they find like old pieces and maybe even like the old buildings.
Yeah, it'd be really funny if the Jeep is still at the bottom of that embankment.
Oh, that fell through the tree
and stuff. It's just crushed there.
And like they use it for like coverage, you know, like to hide in.
That dinosaur has made a nest in it.
Oh, so many ideas. Look, we can't even contain ourselves. This is the second time we're just running on with ideas.
I don't know why we haven't been hired by them yet.
So, listen, there is, which this next story boggles my mind. I don't know how they're doing a dark Justice League movie without doing a Justice movie first. Justice League movie first.
Right. I don't know either. I guess they're just saying like screw the
everything
backstories to every the characters and let's just throw them together.
So this is what Del Toro is doing. He's directing it, and which wonderful director. He's doing Pacific Rim if you're planning on going to see that. He's the director of that. And so he's saying that he wants continuity with all his characters as well, and after seeing Man of Steel. He's saying, yeah, I definitely am interested in changing, you know, because he kind of changed his mind. And then after he saw it, he was like, yeah, they all belong in the same world. Yeah. And so they haven't written the script yet. They're still doing the outline. It's definitely happening. It's called Dark Universe. And so they're creating pretty much the Justice League Dark. And it has a whole bunch of super mental heroes, so mentalists. And so
I don't know if mentalist is the right word.
You don't think so?
No, well, mentalists do like mind tricks.
What do you think? What's it called then? What would you use?
I'm not entirely sure what
super,
all these
supernatural.
Supernatural for sure.
John Constantine, Swamp Thing, The Demon, Dead Man, Spectra, and Zatina. And so it's going to be very interesting to watch this movie come out before the Justice League. And I don't know how they're going to tie it together with Man of Steel, but I'm really, really interested in it. There's not much to the story other than that, but I thought it'd be kind of cool to throw it out there.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about, I think, after Man of Steel came out, that it would be a great Superman being, like, the first of these superheroes. Like, he's the first one, so after he steps out and it's like, I'm Superman, you know, like, well, the world knows about him now. Like, there's no, after destroying half of Metropolis,
yeah,
there's no secret, you know, that maybe we'll, that, you know, around, you know, the DC universe, we'll start seeing more of these superheroes step out in the into the public, like, oh yeah, no, I'm here. Or, you know, maybe not. It's just, I don't know.
I think that's going to be the storyline, is that they're all going to start stepping out. So,
but also, speaking of Del Toro, it's was announced today that he's planning on making a movie based on Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-5, which really excites me.
Huh.
I don't know if you ever read Slaughterhouse-5.
No.
It's about this guy, and he, like, time travels. I don't remember exactly how he does it. I don't know if there's, like, a reason behind it, or I think he just jumps, like, through time. Just, really? Like, kind of unintentionally. So, it starts off and he's, like, in his home and he's, you know, an older man, and like, his daughter's taking care of him. And then all of a sudden he's back in, like, the prisoner camp in World War II.
Huh.
And then he, like, blinks and he's, like, holding his newborn son in the hospital. And then he blinks and he's 17 years old in high school. You know, it's just, like, it's this crazy story that tells his life or whatever. And it's crazy. Like, because then there's, like, aliens too. It gets really weird. I think they're part of the reason why he can jump through time and stuff. But to them, time is just, like, everything. They experience everything, like, at all at the same time. There is no, like, start and stop. Everything just is.
That's interesting.
And so, like, he, I guess, somehow they like abduct him, and that's why he can jump through time, because, like, he's experiencing time like how they experience time, where everything is just happening at the same moment. There's no time. It's not linear. So it's really crazy.
That's
going
to be
good.
Really tough to pull off.
Well, but one, it's already been made in a movie once, and I don't remember part of it. Like, it's an older movie. It's made in the 70s. But with Guillermo del Toro like directing, and then the person that's writing it is Charlie Kaufman, who's done some other, he did, like, Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind, and Adaptation, and Being John Malkovich. So he's already done some pretty crazy movies, and then add in Del Toro, like, it could and will be awesome. So I'm really excited.
I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, and read Slaughterhouse-5. It's a pretty short book. Looking to see if I have a copy nearby. Looking right at my bookshelf. Yeah, I mean, it's probably only about 200-300 pages, maybe. 214 pages. So it's not very long.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
In a little bit more news coming from DC, if you're interested, the Dark Knight Trilogy Ultimate Collector's Edition Blu-ray is coming out on September 24th. It is a 9-disc set, retailing at $19.97. It will have the disc one, disc all the way up to discs 5 is going to be the movies with featurettes and special features, stuff like that. And then a bonus disc, the bonus disc is going to be new special features, which pretty much not really a lot of stuff. I mean, there's Richard Donner conversation about
yeah,
the
film.
Yeah,
it's Chris Nolan and Richard Donner talking about making movies about Batman and Superman.
Yeah. And so that's kind of interesting, but nothing. I mean, listen, Christopher Nolan is not known for shooting extra footage. He shoots what he uses and, you know, leaves a little bit of fat left to cut away.
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing that I have to say that I'm sad about, is that there wasn't any behind the scenes kind of like making of featurettes that were like an hour or 2 hours long based on these movies, because I would love to see it.
Oh, I would watch that in a heartbeat. That's stuff that, like, I find
Oh, very entertaining. Me too. I love watching behind the scenes stuff and Batman stuff that, you know, you got like a half an hour here and there of like, you know, how they built the sets and everything like that. But there wasn't anything like really in depth. Do you remember back in the when DVDs first came out? That was the biggest thing, is that people would like people would spend $20 and you would get this extra disc and you could sit down and watch a 2-hour featurette of the making of.
I think I had one for like the first X-Men movie, and just, you know, them talking about bringing these characters to life and then how they film stuff and all this stuff. And I loved it. It was great.
Oh yeah. And I remember my first one was The Matrix, and it had 4 to 6 hours of special footage. And I was just so entertained. And nowadays it's just like, here's your movie, get out.
Yeah, I love stuff with special features. I have, like, you know, the Lord of the Rings extended editions that have, like, there's, like, I think it's, like, 30 minutes, maybe 30, 45 minutes long of, like, explaining how they did, like, the sound effects. Like, and I love it. It's nerdy, but I love that stuff. Like, I want to know about the computer program that they had to create to do the scenes with all the orcs running through battle and how they had to program them to fight each other and, like,
thankfully,
all that crap.
Thankfully, the Lord of the Rings still offers a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. So. I'm saying, I love it. Like that, if it, you know, like I spent probably about $100 on the, you know, Blu-ray complete extended edition set, which, you know, I got on Amazon, luckily at a really decent price. But like, I will spend that money on that stuff because that's what I want. You know, if it's just like $20 and it's just like the movie, like.
Yeah, I think there's a huge calling for that kind of stuff, and it's amazing that the studios don't take advantage of it enough. They don't take advantage of it enough. So,
well, I just sent you one more story.
You go ahead and run with it.
All right. This is about Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought we've talked a lot about DC, so let's bring it back to Marvel again real quick.
Because you're a Marvel fan.
I am.
Fanboy.
I am. I'm not Homer. I do like my Marvel movies. I think they do a really good job at them. Apparently, they have revealed the villains for Guardians of the Galaxy. And they are saying that Benicio del Toro will be taking the role as the Collector, while co-stars Lee Pace and Karen Gillan will be playing Ronan the Accuser and Nebula, respectively. So, that's cool. It's cool to finally put like names to the, you know, it was like who are they going to be, and there's all these speculations. So apparently, according to Netflix, who knows if this is true or not, that's what they're saying. So if you're a huge Guardians of the Galaxy fan, there you go.
Which I'm not a huge one because I don't know much of it, but I mean, I'm excited to see what happens with it. I think it's kind of the same. I think Guardians of the Galaxy and the Dark whatever DC's is, I think those two are more comparable. The Dark Justice League.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty comparable. But anyways, let's check out some numbers in the box office battlefield.
Did you just stop that?
I did. I thought it was a little long. I just was like, let's get into it. I was excited. You want me to play it again? Are you upset with me? I think we've just lost Doug. If you can hear this, this is the sound of Skype trying to get the call back. Let's see if we can get Doug back, huh? This is a live call. Internet connection problem. Tisk, tisk, tisk. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and stop the show real quick, and we'll pick it back up after I get a hold of him. And he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Doug.
I don't know what happened.
We played the drop, and then we lost you.
I know. This Skype was like connecting.
See, and now connecting. We've ruined the magic because people know that we Skype this show together.
Did I say Skype?
I meant he's in the next room and the wall fell on him.
Yeah. And sometimes we record in the room together. Sometimes we don't. Sorry, everybody.
You have ruined it for everybody. Number five coming in this week is World War Z, making $18.4 million for a total of $159 million for a movie that no one wanted to see, but they went to go see it anyways.
Yep.
And coming in at number four is Monsters University, the movie that will scare you into $19.7 million for a total of $216 million. Believe me, there will be a Monsters 3.
Oh, no doubt.
Coming in at number three is The Heat, making a total of $24.8 million, pushing it to $96 million. This movie will cross the $100 million mark, making Sandra Bullock a pretty much go-to in Hollywood. She can be in any movie, and it would make $100 million. Number two is the movie that should be called Despicable Movie, The Lone Ranger, coming in at $29.2 million for a total of $48 million. So far in its full 1 week take. And then of course number one, Despicable Me 2, pulling in a total of $83 million. I mean, not a total, but it pulled in $83 million for a total of $143 million in its first week. That's incredible, seeing that the original only pulled in $50 million in its first week.
Man, people love their Minions.
That's right. They are doing a spinoff movie just for the Minions.
I don't doubt it. People, I'm telling people love them.
Oh yeah, Colin loves him. He went to the whatever place, the It's place, and got a minion from the little pull claw game. So I love that. Coming out this week, movies that I will go see: Pacific Rim.
Already got my tickets.
Oh, you are never going to see a movie with me if it's a blockbuster, because you will always see it in IMAX.
Yep, IMAX 3D, 10 o'clock on Thursday night.
Also coming out is Grown Ups 2. Now, before you say anything, I'm actually interested in seeing this movie. I got a little kick out of Grown Ups 1. I thought it was a cute movie. I thought it was, the humor was, I likened the humor back to the 90s comedies, where you had physical comedy along with jokes instead of vulgar.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that kind of comedy. I think it's funny. This one seems to be around the same thing. I think it's funnier. It looks funnier than the first one. So I'm not going to probably go to the theater to see it, but I'll definitely be interested in seeing it on DVD.
Yeah, Kevin James kills it for me.
You're not a big Kevin James fan?
I am not even remotely.
I like him. I liked him in... Did you see the Moo movie with him where he was an Ultimate Fighter?
No.
I think that might change your mind on him.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I'm going to sit you down and we're going to watch it.
I don't think so.
We
but,
are.
Like, Chris Rock. Love Chris Rock. David Spade. Love him. Adam Sandler. Love him. But it's just Kevin James. Can't do it.
We're going to sit down and watch this movie.
Ugh.
We're going to sit down and watch this movie.
Gross.
It's called Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see it.
Did you see a trailer? Have you seen a trailer for it?
I feel like I have seen a trailer for it, though, because I remember being like, what the crap?
Anyways, we'll go. I might sit you down. Might have to do a special.
Mm.
Sit you down.
We'll see.
Sit you down. So, anyways, coming out this week, we have, you know what? Did you watch anything this week? Can I play this? Can I do What Are You Watching?
I did not watch anything.
Can we listen to the song anyways?
Yes.
Jason, this one goes out to you.
Are you watching closely?
Yeah.
Keep just it going. Play the whole thing.
Just keep going.
Now, I'm trying to think if I like even watched anything like on Netflix, and I don't even think I did that. See, the problem was Xbox decided that it was going to have a huge sale this week.
And you bought everything.
I did not buy everything, but I did buy a couple of games.
You bought the entire network.
I bought everything. I am now the proud owner of Xbox. Why do you think Don Matrick left?
He left because of you.
Because I fired his ass.
I watched one movie. I watched Burt Wonderstone.
Right. So tell us about that.
It's okay.
Okay, well, moving
on. I give it a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Yeah, the comedy wasn't there for me. Nobody did it for me. And Jim Carrey was not, like, he wasn't that funny. So.
Yeah. Well, like, we were supposed to go see The Lone Ranger, and then everyone was kind of like, I don't want to go see that. And so then we're like, well, let's go see The Heat. And then it was kind of like, I don't really feel like going.
The Heat was pretty funny. But like I said, yeah. I saw that in the drive-in.
Yeah. And so, like, we ended up not going to see anything. And, man, I don't think I've really watched any movies this week. I'm really trying to, like, think, like, what did I watch this week?
I don't know.
And I can't think of anything. I started Batman Beyond, but that's not a movie.
No.
So... No movies for me. Man, what a terrible week. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
I didn't do my job. We're supposed to watch a movie.
We've got one other section to go through, okay? And that you can redeem yourself.
It's too late.
No, it's never too late to
buy
box. Oh, what a perfect setup to such a terrible drop.
I think that's most people's favorite drop that we have.
There's no way.
I'm pretty sure there is.
The song that you just played is everyone's favorite. The "What Are You Watching?" drop is the best drop. Shut your mouth, Jason.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you can come out with something better than "Buy Box or Burn," then you do it. But until then, it stays this drop, and I think it's a pretty cool drop. I spent a lot of time on it. It's got cool effects. There's burning. There's fires. There's things falling downstairs, and there's a squeaky voice. So first,
indeed.
So first movie up is The Host.
Burn it. Just take that in Twilight, like the books. The books will make really great Kindle. Just fucking burn it all. And while you're at it, just go ahead and grab Stephanie Meyer and just throw her on top of the pile. Just solve everything at once. And then there'll be peace in the Middle East. And I'm pretty sure the second coming of Christ will happen. It'll be a good day for everyone.
Okay, how about Spring Breakers?
I heard this one was really weird and kind of dark, but that it was actually pretty good. So I'm going to say box it.
Okay, and how about Admission?
This one makes me sad because I like Paul Rudd and Tina Fey, and it did terrible.
Yeah, it's getting pretty good. It's got a 6.8 out of 10.
See, and that's just okay. I will say box it.
I boxed it. I have it sitting here, and I'm going to watch it later.
Let me know how it is. Again, I really love both of them, and I want it to be good.
I think every geek in this world, every geek guy wants to marry Tina Fey.
I don't want to marry her. I do want to, like, just hang out with her for, like, an afternoon and just see how funny she actually is. You know, just like sit down and just talk to her.
And then marry her.
And just geek out and just be a nerd around her. Because I'm sure that she's probably pretty fun to be around.
What if she turned out to be just like this real big whore?
I hope not.
I don't mean to be rude here or anything to anybody. But like you just get around her and she's just like, hey, what's your name? It doesn't matter.
That's cool.
Getting bad.
Yeah, no one gives a crap.
Now take your shirt off. No, keep it on.
I read her like her memoirs, like book or whatever, Bossy Pants, and it is really funny. She's really funny.
Yeah, she's really cool. How about Tyler Perry's Temptation?
Oh, God. To grab Tyler Perry and the movie, all of his movies, and throw them on the Stephanie Meyer pile. When when it gets to that point, you know, when you have the bonfire going and it starts to get low and you need to throw more wood on, just throw more Tyler Perry on it.
Well, I mean, people can't call you racist. You just throw a white woman on there.
It's true.
All right. And let's throw a couple classics up there for you. Okay.
All right.
Gattaca.
I've never seen Gattaca.
Unbelievable. Are you serious?
I am serious.
All right. Some people would say buy, 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 and some people would say box. So take your pick.
I will say, since it has a 7.8 I'm just gonna say box it.
Scarface.
Oh, that's pretty high. You know, this used to be a buy for me, but I'm really just gonna say box it.
Knocked Up.
This one is a buy.
Liar, Liar.
Box.
Robot Chicken.
What is that? I don't. That's one of the seasons, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's no, it's the DC Comics special.
Oh well, then buy it. Like, come on. If it's the Star Wars one, the DC Comics, I mean, come on, buy.
Okay, and then we'll throw one last one at you, Mamma Mia.
Why? There's so many other good movies.
Listen, it's my pick. Okay, you just choose.
Oh. So when you're sitting around that bonfire. And you need to light a cigarette or something. Just grab the copy of Mamma Mia and you know, get it lit from the bonfire and then use it to light your cigarette or cigar or
awesome. Whatever. Awesome. All right, everybody. This has been another edition of Real Talk. I hope that you tune in with us next week. We're going to bring you some more news, some more fun, and some more Doug.
Yeah, it's always a good day when you've got a little bit more of me in your life.
I think that should be the show's motto. The day is always good as long as you've got some Doug in you. Wait, no. In your life, not in you.
Yeah.
In
your... Well, I mean, maybe.
Inappropriate. He's got a girlfriend, ladies.
Yeah. So real quick, I just want to... Off topic, I know we're trying to end this, but how many texts did you get from Jason last week after our show? Deering. Do you remember?
Three or four?
Yeah, I think I got about three.
He did. You know what he did, though? He did something really cool, and he took it all in stride, and he took it as a joke. He knew we were joking with him, and he came back with a couple puns about the show, and so it made me laugh, and I was like, good show, old chap. Good show.
Yeah, it was fun. I listened to Real Rewind this week. I think I even...
This is the first, and ladies and gentlemen, this will be the first time that he's ever listened to Real Rewind.
That is not true. I've listened to a couple of other ones. Yeah, and then I was like immediately correcting you guys like on Facebook. I was like, so here's the thing about George Lucas.
Yeah, I saw that. I started laughing. I was like, you know what? You can't touch anybody's certain subject without, you know, kind of pissing them off and then having them correct you.
Well, wasn't that pissed me off? It's just that you said that, like, George was, you know, you're like, George's always been really cool about letting people do fan films.
Well, that's
films.
Been
and
my
it was
perspective
like,
of it.
Huh?
That was my perspective of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, no, well, now, but no, he used to ban. Oh, man, he used to, like, hate people that did, like, websites. I'm telling you, like, it was a huge deal for him to send out, like, cease and desist letters. Like, it was like, hey, if you're going to do a Star Wars site, don't put Star Wars on it so they can't find it. Like, it was...
Yeah, bucko.
It was ridiculous. Oh, and then I was going to bring this up when we were talking about the horror movies, but when you guys were talking about Bloody Mary.
Oh, were I'm you? Like, did, how did you laugh at that? Was it?
Oh, pretty- so hard because it's so true. Like it's ridiculous. It's never going to happen. You go into a bathroom and you say Bloody Mary three times. She's not going to show up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You've said it twice now. But, calm it down.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go into a bathroom and say it. Are you crazy? Like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, it was even after we got off the show, we were still talking about it. We're like, no, no, I would never tempt it. Never tempt it.
No, no. Never, ever, ever. Did you ever watch American Horror Story?
No.
Oh man, there's a in one of the first seasons, someone is in the psychiatrist for whatever reason. He's like, you need to get over your fear of something. I don't remember what it is. I think it's the same thing, but it's like Mr. Piggy or something like that. Like, you just need to go in the bathroom and you just need to do it. Like, you're gonna see that nothing's gonna happen to you. It's everything's gonna be fine. So this guy who's just like kind of a little crazy finally. He goes into the bathroom. He's you can see he's scared. He turns off the light. He has like a flashlight or whatever. And he's like, "Here, Mr. Piggy, Mr. Piggy. Here, Mr. Piggy, Mr. Piggy." And then he says it the third time, and he gets shot in the head by a robber in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. And even you won't even say it the third time right now.
I'm not crazy.
Oh my goodness, that's nuts.
So that's I'm sorry cool. to ruin that for anybody, but it was really fun. I'm watching the show and I'm just like, you know, it's American Horror Story, so you know that something's gonna happen, and I'm just like, oh my god, something's gonna happen. Is she gonna, you're the pig or whatever, gonna come out of the mirror? No, he gets shot. Like, of course he does. And then one of the person's like, man, what? Like, another robber comes in. He's like, dude, what the hell? We're supposed to just rob this place. And he's like, dude, he called me a pig.
That's crazy. That's nuts. So, all right, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I did. This has been a lot of fun.
It has been. And make sure you check out Real Rewind and Real Gossip, our other shows.
Yeah, because you know what? Support them, support us, and give us money.
Well, no, seriously though, do.
Yeah, yeah. We got a donate button on the website. Donate, yeah. So we can keep this going.
Yep.
If you don't, we'll come after you and find you.
It's true.
Yep. All right, until next week. Peace.
Later.
Gator. You owe me a Coke.
Ah, oh, son of a bee.